Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, Brian. Alex, it was there for you guys. You're only down one goal in the third. You just weren't able to get that tire. Defensively, it seemed like all three Montreal goals, there was an open guy. What was happening defensively?
Just miscue, not bearing down. We gave them all their opportunities, I thought, throughout the whole night. A couple misplays, a couple puck management issues, but let the group work hard, but weren't able to get it done. Weren't able to capitalize on our opportunities. Could have been a little bit more net focused, I thought, at times. Yeah.
It looked like there were opportunities, whether it was a bouncing puck or the puck didn't get there, that was an opportunity there, but the puck didn't get there or went under somebody's stick, or it just seemed like those things were happening all night.
Yeah, I mean, a couple bad pucks, bouncing pucks. Just got to bear down. Just got to sometimes hack and whack and hope for the best. And we weren't able to do that. I think we could have been a little bit over top of our sticks, a little heavier, maybe around the net. Probably would have been able to bear some of those opportunities. But,
Jacob Bryson understands his role. I'll talk about his role on your goal.
Oh, I thought he did a great job forechecking, honestly. I mean, he was flying out there tonight. I thought he was really good in the breakout. And then offensively, I thought he was all over the ice, making some really good plays. Made a really good pass to me.
How tough was it to stomach the goal right at the end of the second period there?
Yeah, it sucked.
I mean, do you think you guys were a little passive? It's a 4-on-4. It wasn't, you weren't killing a penalty there.
No, I know. Sucked. Probably could have been a little bit more aggressive. I should have got my stick in the lane, I guess. Yeah.
What did you think offensively in this game? Like, you only end up with two goals, but like you mentioned before, it seemed like there were a lot of chances. Guys were working the wall hard, but you didn't necessarily have the great opportunities through all the work you guys had.
I thought they were good at getting in shot lanes, getting in front of us. They play tight man on man, so sometimes it's harder to get as free as you want. But we just had to bear down on our opportunities and maybe at times make the next play, and other times be a little bit more net focused and just get the puck to the net.
What's the frustration that it's the game's that close, but it's the little things, the little turnovers that turn it?
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, this is a game of inches, and it can go either way at any moment against any team. It's such a competitive league, and it's definitely frustrating.
Pretty intense game, I guess, after the whistles. A lot of, back and forth. How'd you feel like you guys handled that? Just
great. I thought we had a really good pushback. They got a couple of tough guys on their team, and I thought we didn't back down an inch. And I thought it was really good of our team, and especially every time we were in there, all five guys. It wasn't just a couple guys, unless you're trying not to get the face-off outside their zone, that can't have defensemen come in. But other than that, we were getting five guys in every scrum and getting to their net, protecting Goopy, I thought, really well too. And
I know he had had a tough time against Montreal, but he made some big saves, I thought, in this game too.
Yeah, Ruby was great. I thought he kept us in it the entire way. We weren't able to capitalize. We weren't able to get the win for him, and that's on us.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.